It's a crime, Mr. Collins.
It surely is. After all, how would you feel if you found that your husband had a fan, and then found out that the fan belonged to a fan dancer? Yes, it's Gail Collins here, and in a moment I'll be back to set the stage for our puzzling crime.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins. So, you found out Greg had a fan, but the fan belonged to a fan dancer.
That's right, Jack.
Well, Gail, I guess you've just got to accept the fact your husband's a guy who gets around.
I do. After all, he's a private detective, so I've got to expect it.
But I guess you were pretty angry about the fan, I mean.
Angry? Oh, no, you've got it wrong. I felt sort of sentimental about it.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were jealous or something. Now you said that...
I guess I'd better put you straight. You see, Greg and I had gone out celebrating. Oh, I forget what, but there we were in a nightclub, relaxing like we hadn't for a long time.
You want to know something? With a dame like you, I should dance with my eyes closed.
Why don't you? I am.
Well, because I'm just as crowded as this, I'm not into the summer dance.
That proves you don't love me. I'd know right on I wasn't dancing with the right man, even with my eyes closed.
Yeah? How?
Ah. Well, the feel of your suit, the way your back muscles bunch when you go around a corner, the feel of your cheek on mine, the weight of your foot on my couch instep.
Well, what should I do? Send for out the money?
Tell him to bring his own girl. I don't want anyone to play gooseberry at this party.
Yeah?
The music stopped.
Well, should I leave off dancing just because the band plays too fast?
Idiot. Here, come and sit down. People are looking. Oh, Greg, how long is it since we spent a night like this?
About four murders. I figure it breaks another bottle of champagne. You see, I'm trying to break you down. I may even ask you to marry me later.
You'll have to see my father.
I've seen your father. I still want to marry you. Well, what do you know? The management doesn't trust us. They put a bid on our table already. Maybe to give you two bills just to break it gently.
Well, that's all on the cheek. I've got a good mind to go to some other place. What the...
Gail, this isn't a bill. It's a note, and it says, if you're the Greg Collins I think you are, I can use you. You'd better come back right away.
Come back? You haven't been anywhere. Who wrote that note?
Lola the Pink Lady.
What?
I tell you, that's what it says. Lola the Pink Lady.
I got a feeling you're being ribbed.
Look around. Can you see any of our pals here who... Ah, so that's who it is. Gail, look at that photograph over near the piano. The shot of the blonde and all the feathers.
Lola the Pink Lady. Twice nightly. I don't get it.
Oh, I do. Lola's a fan dancer here. She wants us to go back to her dressing room. That is, if I'm the Greg Collins she thinks I am. And if I'm the Greg Collins I think I am, I'd never pass up the chance to meet a fan dancer.
Yeah? Who is it? If that's you, Huey, I don't...
Greg Collins here, Miss Litter. I got a note that says...
Mr. Collins! Oh, just a minute. The door's locked. Gosh, Mr. Collins, I didn't think you'd come back. I honestly didn't.
Well, you better take a good look at me, lady. I mightn't be the Greg Collins you want.
Oh, if you're the private detective, you're the one.
Well, that lets us in, I guess. This is my wife, Gail. Miss Lola...
Lola Cassidy. Hello, Mrs. Collins. Come in.
Sure. Thanks, Miss Cassidy.
I'm sorry my room's in such a mess, but what with doing a scarf dance, a fan dance, and a bubble dance all in one night, I don't know if I'm Isadora Duncan, a bird, or 9 out of 10 Hollywood stars. Whatever I am, I'm in trouble, I know that.
You just take it easy, Miss Cassidy. Greg will take care of you.
Before we start, Miss Cassidy, I'd better explain there are some kinds of cases I don't handle.
Just so long as you handle murder, that's all I want.
He's wonderful at murder.
I didn't do it. I know what everyone will say, but I didn't do it.
You didn't do what, Miss Cassidy?
I didn't kill Abraham Lincoln.
No. No, I guess that's one rap you could beat.
If only I had an alibi, but I haven't.
Oh, no alibi, huh? Couldn't you just explain you weren't born then?
I don't think this is a very good time to make funny gags, Mr. Collins.
Well, Miss Cassidy, I figured...
Abraham Lincoln? Of course. It was in the papers. He's dead.
It was in my history book, too.
Oh, not that Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Jefferson Lincoln, the millionaire plane manufacturer. I saw it on the newspaper headlines when we were catching a cab tonight.
Headlines? Oh, you can say that again. Here, take a good look. It's like D-Day all over again.
So that's the Abe Lincoln you mean. Yeah, this is good stuff. Shot dead in his apartment in the stomach. Doctors figure he took 3 hours to die. Miss Cassidy, have the police accused you of this yet?
Not yet, but they're going to. You see, Abe and me were friends.
But if you were friends...
We were friends. We busted up. Oh, it was terrible. We had an awful fight right out in public at a party. And I said...
You threatened his life, huh?
I told him I was only sorry he'd probably die quickly. I said, I thought you should die a slow, painful death.
We were friends?
Oh, that's how I felt. He said he was going to marry me, and all the time he never had no intention. All the time he had one of them society dames out in Boston.
And because of your association with Lincoln, you figure the police will be around to see you.
I know it.
But you must have been here at the club when it happened.
I was home, sick. I thought I was getting the flu, so I stayed home last night. But how can I prove I stayed in all night?
No one can prove you're at Lincoln's.
Well, they can prove I might have been. I've got a key to his apartment.
A key?
I've still got it. About 2 months back, I was working at two different nightclubs in the one night. I used his apartment to change from one costume to the other. You see, the cab would wait for me.
Yeah, I get it, honey. I get it. But look, aren't you beating a gun? If the police haven't even questioned you yet. Maybe I spoke too soon.
You think this is the police?
Well, it could be. I just don't know, but it could be, lady.
I hope not.
You there, Mrs. Cassidy? I'd like to see you for a moment.
Oh. I'm sorry, lady. It is the police.
Come in.
Hi there, Barney. Long time no see.
Collins.
Hello, Sergeant Barnett. How nice to see you.
One of these days, you're going to get into a case so fast, Collins, I'm going to find you with a smoking gun in your hand.
And I bet you make the mistake of arresting me.
We'll wait and see about that. Right now, when you talk about arrest, I'm only interested in Miss Cassidy.
Oh.
Slip into a bottle, honey. I guess you know where we're going.
I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him, and I'm not going to jail.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, stop me, Mr. Collins. Don't let him take me away.
Lola, give it up. You're not doing yourself any good.
Greg will help you, honey. He'll prove you didn't do it.
Who says she didn't? For a dame who's innocent, she's shedding her feathers.
He was a nice guy, that Sergeant Barnett, but he didn't have Greg's imagination. On the other hand, not many hours later, Greg had imagination, but almost no head. So keep your ears pinned, friends. We'll be back in a moment with more of our story. A couple of hours after Sergeant Barnett had taken Lola Cassidy in for the murder of Abe Lincoln, we all met up again. All, that is, except Lola. Greg told Barnett he wanted to look at Lincoln's apartment. And Barnett said, sure, only he wanted to be there, too.
I might as well tell you both right now, his apartment isn't exactly a picture.
How do you mean, Sergeant?
The poor guy took a long time to die.
Has anything been touched, Bunny?
The same. Go on in. Of course, we dusted the joint for fingerprints. But nothing's been moved. Well, what do you want to know?
Well, tell me how it happened.
Well, it's easy. He was shot here, from the front. Fell down and lay a while, then he dragged himself this way to the bedroom and died in there.
Oh, poor man.
The motive was probably jealousy. You know he told the Cassidy dame he was going to marry her.
So you're sure she did it?
I'm sure.
I'm not.
But then she's your client.
You want one good reason why she didn't kill Lincoln? Because she's a battler. She's a girl who makes a living in a tough racket. Kids like that, the hoofers, the strippers, the cigarette girls, they don't crack easily.
Who got here first, the girl or Lincoln?
It doesn't matter. She had a key. She didn't bust in. Matter of fact, Lincoln was here when she arrived. There's a half-smoked cigar in the ashtray. It's still there.
The photographs I saw of his body, Lincoln was still dressed in his top coat and scarf.
Well, that's right. What about it, Sergeant Barnett? Did Lincoln sit around home in a coat and scarf?
Okay, so she was here when he arrived.
Smoking a cigar?
He was smoking when he walked in. He put it down before she shot him.
What about this liquor cupboard over here? Who poured who a drink?
Ask the dame.
Yeah, seems like they got through a lot of liquor. There's a bottle missing from this set. Every kind of alcohol except scotch.
It's on the lower shelf, Sherlock Holmes.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
Well, you see all you want to see?
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, I thought your men didn't move anything.
That's what I said.
Then Lincoln kept his footstool in a funny place. Usually you find a footstool in front of a chair. His is on the hearth under the mantelpiece.
Well, we found the salami sausage in his tea dish. Maybe he liked living a crazy bohemian life. How do I know? Why don't you give up, Collins? The dame had a motive. She had the opportunity. People have been sent to the chair on that much before now.
If Lola Cassidy killed Lincoln, I'll take over her act.
So you think Lola was framed, Greg?
Well, that's the funny part. I don't. She just happens to fool the bill, that's all.
Well, forget about it tonight. We're home.
Only someone knew for sure that Lola spent the night in her apartment last night.
Poor kid. She really is a nice girl, you know.
Yeah, and the crazy part is the only place we'll find the answer to this is in Lincoln's apartment.
I'll make you a nice hot cup of coffee. You'll feel better.
Liquor, cigars, overcoat, and scarf. Yeah. What kind of a setup is that? Bonnet knows he's only got half a case because...
Run, baby, run! The fireworks have started!
When the first shot came, Greg went down as though he'd been hit in the middle with a tank. He lay against the car and tried to push me out of the way. There were two more shots, and then silence. Somehow, Greg got himself on his feet, and we half ran and half staggered up to our apartment.
Wouldn't you know? It starts at a quiet night dancing and ends up like this.
How badly you're hurt, Greg.
There's a lot of life in me yet.
Oh, darling, you're not going to...
The only thing that worries me is that I'm tracking a lot of blood along this corridor.
Oh.
Yeah. The key's in my side pocket. My coat.
I've got it.
So Bonnet thinks Lola shot Lincoln.
You know, that's so funny. It makes me laugh.
Just a little more, Greg. Try to swallow the lot.
If I drink any more of that stuff, you'll have to send for Alcoholics Anonymous. I sighed.
Well, try not to move, darling. I've got you all strapped up.
Is that where I got shot?
Well, you weren't exactly shot. You were kind of grazed.
You mean, all that gore was for a graze?
A deep graze, just over your hip. When I got your shirt off, I could see you weren't going to die. And when I called the doctor, he said the same.
Doctor? Doctor?
It's okay. It was Frank Norman. I told him you were working on a case, so he won't contact the police. Greg, you know, I think we're dealing with a fiend.
I got scars to prove it.
I'm serious. You remember Sergeant Barnett said Lincoln was deliberately shot in the stomach.
Yeah, that's right. A couple inches to the side, and the same would have happened to me.
Isn't that a fiend?
Either a fiend or a rotten shot.
Oh, I don't like this case.
Yeah, I do. It's full of human interest. Like, for instance, we both feel Lola didn't kill Lincoln because she isn't the type. Too much control. But the person who did kill Lincoln is so lacking in control that as soon as I come into the case, they start shooting. So, who's hysterical?
I am. And apart from Lola, Barnett, and me, you don't know anyone who's mixed up in this affair.
Anyhow, I'll report this attempt on my life to Bonnie. Maybe it'll make him ease up on the girl. And tomorrow we'll have a long talk to Lola about Lincoln's friends. The hysterical ones.
Sergeant Barnett here. Who's calling?
Bonnie, it's Greg Collins.
Greg Collins? You mean the Greg Collins who wants to make the world safe for fan dances?
Have a heart, will you? Can I help it if I believe in the girl?
My wife believes in fairies. She thinks when she wants a mink coat, all I have to do is wave a wand. The fact that the Weisheim who runs the mink shop won't let you through the door unless you weigh $500 don't impress her at all. So don't talk to me about what people believe. I believe in the Grand Canyon, and that's as far as I go. 21.
I thought you might like to know someone tried to kill me tonight.
Justifiable homicide.
Now, see here...
Okay, so I'll send a detective over to investigate. But if you're trying to tie the fact that someone tried to kill you with the fact that Lincoln was murdered, you're wasting your time.
Now I know why you wear a snap-brimmed hat. It matches your snap-brimmed brain. Good night. Now we've got to prove that girl's innocent. After that little conversation, I got a feeling the police won't want to renew my license.
No use, Mr. Collins. You've been asking me questions now for 4 hours, and I still can't tell you who'd want to kill Abe.
But there's got to be someone, Lola. Someone who knew him fairly well. And someone who lost their nerve easily.
You think it was a woman, don't you?
That seems fairly likely. And you can't think of anything that would help us?
Not a thing.
Not that, I guess. How are they treating you here, Lola?
Fine. That sergeant, he's sure I did it, but he doesn't bite when he barks.
What about bail? They going to let you out?
Yeah. The judge said I could get out when someone staked me to $10,000.
Do you know anyone with that kind of dough?
It may surprise you as much as it does me, but I do. There's a guy who works at the same nightclub as me, a comedian. He's going to put up the money.
When will you be out of here, Lola?
In a couple of hours' time. If you want me, you'll find me at the club.
You mean you're going to work?
Keep your chin up, lady. We'll call around tonight to let you know how things are going.
Well, do you still like the case, Hawkshaw?
I'll lay off that stuff with you. I'm worried.
Well, you can say that again. Cops haven't got much of a case against her, or she'd never have gotten bail. We haven't got much of a case either.
There's something about the whole affair that doesn't make sense.
Where to now?
Back to Lincoln's apartment. I keep feeling the answer's there. Take a look at my car, will you? 4 bullet holes in it.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Those holes could have been in your head. They're just about where you were when you fell down on the pavement last night.
Whoever fired at us must have been pretty close. The slugs went through one door and straight out the other. Anyway, like you said, it... Now, that's funny. Through one door and out the other.
So what?
So nothing. That makes everything crazier than before. Let's get over to Lincoln's apartment.
By the time Greg got through at Lincoln's apartment, it was well after 10 at night. Don't ask me what he was doing, because I don't know. All I can tell you is he was thinking. And not liking what he was thinking one little bit. And then, it seemed like he couldn't stand it any longer. He went back to Lola and walked in on trouble, .32 caliber trouble.
Mr. Collins, I'm so glad you've come. I've been hoping and praying you'd get here before they took me away.
Well, lady, will you quit wasting time and get him some street clothes? The DA's waiting for you.
Hey, what goes on here? Barnett, it seems like you're enjoying
it. I'm enjoying nothing. I got a warrant. Do you want to see it?
So you came here looking for evidence, and what did you find?
I found this in the laundry basket in the corner, buried under a pile of clothes.
A gun?
A .32 caliber pistol, the same kind that killed Lincoln. And if you like to wave it under your nose, you'll find it was fired not long ago.
This is what Sergeant Barnett was waiting for, the clincher. The piece of evidence that made it seem Lola was guilty. But Greg had his own evidence. So hold tight, folks. In just a moment, we'll bring you the climax of the case. Dug the murder gun out of Lola's clothes basket. It looked like she was set for a trip to the chair. And I have to confess, it looked that way to me, too.
Lincoln was killed with a gun like that, huh? A .32.
He wasn't poisoned with cyanide.
But it's not my gun. I've never owned a gun in my life.
Tell it to the DA, sweetheart.
You're not going to take her in just because you find a gun in her room, are you?
What should I do? Take her to Coney Island? Miss Cassidy, will you kindly...
No, wait. Now, look, Barney, think about it. Just imagine the scene in Lincoln's apartment.
I don't have to imagine it. She can tell me.
I tell you, I can't. I wasn't there.
Barney, this is going to sound crazy to you. But I'm going to tell you how it was. It was X, the murderer. Sometime before Lincoln got home, X got into Lincoln's apartment.
With a key. Her key.
Not with a key. Through the fanlight over the front door.
Uh-huh.
Okay. X is in with maybe half an hour to spare. So what does he do?
He. Now it's a he.
It almost has to be. You see, he lit himself a cigar. Okay, he sits smoking for a while. Then he feels like a drink. So he pours himself one. Puts the bottle back on the lower shelf. Then soon after, Lincoln arrives. And X shoots him in the stomach. Later he tries to shoot me and clips my side. He shoots again. And the bullets go straight through my car about 3 feet from the ground. Get that? Straight through. Even though you'd expect them to be traveling downwards into the seat, maybe.
This is all very interesting, except it bores me. Well, what do you expect me to make out of this pile of junk?
Well, when you put it together like that, and when you realize he had to stand on a footstool to reach the cigars, it seems to me Lincoln was shot by a little man.
A little man. A leprechaun, maybe.
Barney, it sounds crazy, but I was thinking...
Well, this will be the car.
Hey, Lola, I just heard tell the police...
No, I won't believe it. There are no little men.
It's a dwarf. A 3-foot-high dwarf.
All right, you're crazy. He was my friend. He wouldn't frame me for murder.
Look out. Slam the door, Gail. Don't let him get away.
Okay, Greg.
Hey, what's going on here? I came in because I heard Lola was in more trouble.
Well, someone tell me who this guy is. I think I'm going crazy.
That's Huey Dennis, the littlest comedian in the world. He works at the club here.
He may be the littlest comedian, but he's also the littlest murderer.
You're nuts. I never murdered no one.
He put up the bail for me. Look, I've known Huey since I was a kid in the business.
But it fits. It must be right. How could Collins come up with such a crazy solution and not be right? Dennis, I don't know exactly what we've got on you, but I'm going to have to take you in.
Sure, take me in and see what I get you. But just before I go, there's one thing I want to take care of.
Greg, he's got a knife. Oh.
Dennis, tell me a fool.
She deserves to die. In all the years I've worked with her, she's never even noticed me.
Bud, you got one murder on your conscience. Don't try to make it two.
I wasn't going to let him have her. I did for him, then I was going to let her burn.
Okay, Bud. Just take it quiet.
I don't believe it. I just can't believe it. We've always been friends, Huey.
Oh, it could have always been the same. Sooner or later, there would have been another Lincoln. I couldn't go on killing people, could I? Don't you see? It had to be her as well. If I was going to get any sleep at night, it had to be her as well. That's why I hid the gun in her clothes basket.
Do you want me more, pal?
No, I don't need any more. Only there are times I hate my job. This is one of them.
Greg?
Yes, honey?
You feel like dancing?
Not much.
You want to go home?
I thought maybe if I stayed here a while, I'd forget myself.
Oh, don't feel too bad. At least an innocent person won't be punished now.
I guess not. Honey, I'm sorry I'm like this. Like Bonnie says, there are times when you don't like your job. But don't worry. I'm not going to get a conscience about this. Shall we try another bottle of champagne?
I don't know about that. My mother always told me to beware of gentlemen who wanted me to drink champagne.
My mother always told me the way to a woman's heart was with champagne and diamonds and pearls.
Your mother was a very wise woman.
She was?
But I guess I'll just settle for her son. The only diamonds and pearls we'll ever have will be on time payment. At least you're all mine, Mr. Collins. Don't go away. In just a moment, we'll be back with you.
Well, folks, Gail and I hope you enjoyed our adventure, The Pink Lady. Be sure to visit us next time for another Puzzle in Murder, where there is crime and romance. There you'll find Mr.
and Mrs. Collins.